I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before we continue, let's give a huge kudos to our chief engineer, Jay, by the way.
Jay'sthebomb.com.
Which, God bless him, the guy was sleeping so good. It was cold outside. He had the blankets on thick and heavy. He was curled up. And then I started his day with the phone call.
He has to wake up to your voice.
It's a good dude. It came in early, though. Thank you, Jay. He's not smiling, is he?
No. Oh, now he is. I think you just, never mind. I won't tell you what he did behind your back.
Something I can't say on the air.
Correct.
Hey, tell you what, we're having this conversation. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram right now. You can tweet and give us your comments about this one dude who gave his wife on her 35th birthday yesterday a gym membership.
Boo.
And, you know, I told you my wife was listening. She just texted into the show.
Oh, what did she say?
Well, I cannot use everything she said verbatim, but she said, I dare you to buy me a gym membership.
See? I told you.
And then she used an emoji that had something to do with a hand and a finger. I don't know what that was. Yeah,
I know what that was.
I definitely knew what it was, too.
Bird's the word. Bird is the word. It's just insensitive. It's one thing to, like, suggest you guys work out together, you get a gym membership together, you do all the stuff together. That's not a birthday gift, though. It's not a birthday gift. It's so insensitive, and it's saying, hey, lose some weight. I'm not satisfied with you. That's how harsh it is. That's how I would take it.
Oh, come on.
That's how I would take it.
Why are you putting way too much icing on this cake? He's a husband that loves his wife. Now, granted, it probably wasn't the best thing for him to have done, but still.
He's suggesting she had too much icing on the cake, and he's like, babe,
or
it's time.
Maybe she's had too much cake. Whatever the
either
case.
Either or. See? It's messed up.
Well, we've had one lady agree with me this morning because she sees the wisdom in doing this. Now, granted, I can see it. It wasn't the best choice for him to have made, but she shouldn't be so completely devastated. In fact, she should turn it into a positive and use that membership.
Well, apparently she's going to have to because that's the only gift she got. Messed up.
It's not messed up.
It's messed up.
Have her go work out and then take her out for pizza. I mean, geez, what do you want?
Oh, my God. You're supposed to feel special on your birthday, not those thighs ain't gonna help themselves. That's what you're saying. Just the timing and the way he did it could have been different.
Come on. You sure added a lot of animation to this.
I did.
The ladies of Wichita this morning, I've had one woman agree with us at 869-1093. Another lady's on the phone. Are you with me or are you with Carla? Go ahead, girl.
I agree with Carla. It's going to plant a seed in his wife's mind that something's wrong with her and he's not satisfied with how she looks.
Ooh, yep.
So if he wasn't even thinking about it, he's unknowingly creating an insecurity with his wife. I think that's a gift that he could have given her at any other time and she might not have been so offended.
Thank you.
On your birthday, it's like the last thing you want to be feeling is like you're not good enough for your husband and he wants you to change.
That's horrible.
It is.
And also, hey man, I'm glad your wife texted in and let you know that it's not okay to give her nothing like that.
Now look, I would have never given my wife a gym membership. Yeah, because to me, my wife is perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I can understand if you was a woman that was big on working out and she talked about wanting to lose weight, then that's something that you give to someone like that.
How do you give somebody a gym membership as a birthday present and then turn around and give them a piece of birthday cake?
Right? You don't.
Maybe if he would have done it as a joint thing, like both of them go to the gym
together.
And that should have just been like a side present. It should not have been the main gift.
You know,
I don't either.
And we must allow ourselves the ability to look at the probability that he loves her so much that he is going to give her the one thing that he knows that she needs because nobody else will tell her this.
Okay, not on her birthday though. No, you're not gonna do that today.
What?
You're trying to flip it.
All right, so you give it to her for Christmas.
No.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay,
see?
It could be a Christmas gift.
There you go.
On Christmas, you don't just get one thing.
There you go.
And on your birthday, people want to feel celebrated.
I got it.
Stop getting all excited just because you think she's agreeing with you.
No, she is agreeing with me. She says she likes the idea of a Christmas gift.
Yeah, on Christmas, that would be fine.
See?
Along with other gifts.
Fine.
Because if you're going to put the gym membership, you better be giving some diamonds or something so you don't get slapped.
Wow. I got it. Thank you for calling, okay?
Yeah, let's, let's hang up before you feel like she's agreeing with you.
No, my point is that she agreed with me that it's okay to give as a gift sometimes. So, there it is. He just picked the wrong day.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.